Practice.
All right, ready?
Take two.
Okay, take two. It is 7 p.m., November 12th, Moapa Valley Town Advisory Board. I'm Jill Perkins.
Lois Hall.
Lori Houston.
Stephanie Blair.
Kristen Pearson.
And our lovely Judy. All right, Lori's going to handle our invocation. We're going to roll right into the pledge. So if you guys would all stand with us, please.
Our Heavenly Father, we're so very grateful for this opportunity we have to be together and to exercise our freedoms as a community. Please bless this community with safety and health. Please bless us as a town advisory board that we can listen and make the best choices to send to our commissioners. Please bless the people who present to us that they can also present their information in a way that we can understand. I say things in Jesus Christ, amen.
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 I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, Lori. Okay. First item on our agenda is public comment. This is a period devoted to comments by the general public about the items on this agenda. In the case you aren't able to stay for the item, no discussion, action, or vote may be taken on this agenda item. You will be afforded the opportunity to speak on individual public hearing items at the time they are presented. If you wish to speak to the board about the items within its jurisdiction but do not appear on this agenda, you must wait until the comments by the general public period listed at the end of this agenda. You'll be limited to 3 minutes to speak to us. Please step up to the speaker's podium and clearly state your name, your last name, and spell it if you would please for Judy. And if any member of the board wishes to extend the period of time, we will let you know. So, moving on from that, is there anybody who wants to speak to anything that is on the agenda item tonight that you aren't going to be able to stay? Okay, we're going to move on. Would anybody like to make a motion of the approval of the minutes from October 15th?
I will make a motion to approve the minutes for October 15th.
Okay, Stephanie makes a motion. All in favor?
Aye.
Anyone opposed? Motion passes. All right, now the approval of the agenda for the meeting of November 12th, which is tonight, to hold, combine, or delete any items for possible action. Would anybody like to make a motion?
A motion to approve the minutes for the agenda for the meeting of November 12th, 2025.
Lori's made a motion. All in favor?
Aye.
Anyone opposed? Okay, motion passes. Lori. Informational items on the agenda. We don't have any tonight. So we're going to move right into planning and zoning. So the first person we have up here, it looks like item number one, which is WS-25-0731-LCHRKK, Revocable Trust, and Robertson Lance and Connie B, Waivers of Development Standards. To waive full off-site improvements in conjunction with a proposed minor subdivision of 0.75 acres in an RS, is it five? RS?
Five.
Residential single-family 5.2 zone. Generally located north of Perkins Avenue and west of Anderson Street within Moapa Valley. Who is here to represent us on this?
Good evening.
Good evening.
I'm Bruce Stratton, S-T-R-A-T-T-O-N. I am the Survey Department Manager for L.R. Nelson Consulting Engineers, and I'm here representing the Robertsons.
Okay. And you're more than welcome to use the easel if you'd like.
All right. They own, I don't know if you can see, kind of small, but they own a 0.75 acre parcel at the northwest corner of Perkins Perkins Avenue and Anderson Street. And their intention is to divide it, divide a portion of it. And they're requesting a waiver of the standards for curb, gutter, sidewalks, streetlights, and paving. And my understanding was there were no objections with planning and zoning. They will be required later on to do a drainage study to set the finished floor elevation for the parcel that's being divided. So if you have any questions.
So will it be divided just so the one facing Anderson will be a separate lot from the one facing Perkins?
This private drive through here, mm-hmm. Coming off okay. Perkins, the parcel that's being divided will face that private drive.
Oh, okay. Is that Calpain's?
Pardon me?
Is that Calpain's?
No.
That's another street.
And actually, Robertson's house faces Perkins.
Perkins, yeah, I'm aware of that.
And then there is another house, and then there's a private drive, and this lot goes behind that house. So the property is like an L shape.
Correct.
So they're dividing the short part of the L.
Correct, yes.
What will the parcel sizes be?
Pardon me?
What will the parcel sizes be?
Looks like we've got 11,300 square feet. And 21,460 square feet. So this is approximately a half acre. This is approximately a third of an acre, well, 40, a quarter of an acre.
So where you're dividing the property
would be along this line.
Along that line. So will there be an entrance and an exit for the? Are they going to be building on that parcel?
I'm assuming they are.
Okay.
My understanding was they're going to give it or sell it to their son. And he's going to build on this lot here, and his entrance would be off this private.
There's other houses.
On the private drive?
Uh-huh.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Private drive there already.
So, the private drive is existing, so there's no further dedication needed.
Okay.
But anyhow, that's what they're requesting is the waiver of the street development standards.
Did we get any cards back that were in favor or opposed this at all?
I didn't get any.
Any? No. Okay.
Do you know if there is sewer that goes down the private drive? I believe there is.
I am not aware of that. I know there's a sewer manhole right about there, so I suspect it's accessible because there are homes along the here, and here, and I'm sure they're sewered into Perkins. So
anybody else have any questions? Okay. Is there anybody out that's with us today that are here to discuss this? Nope. All right. Well,
and it does say at the bottom, applicant is advised that the property is already connected to the CCWRD mm-hmm. sewer system.
I thought I'd read that. The one pieces.
Yeah.
I saw that.
Well, me personally, I don't see a problem
no.
with it at all. I mean, that private drive is already existing,
mm-hmm.
and it conforms.
It's conforming.
It's conforming with the master plan.
All right. Would anybody like to make a motion on this?
Yeah, I'll make a motion to accept WS-25-0731 as written.
Okay, Lois makes a motion to approve it as written. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Okay, motion passes. Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
All right, we'll move on to item number 2 on the agenda in planning and zoning. And that is Z as in zebra, C as in Charlie, -25-0724-Reyes, Irma. And this is a zone change to reclassify the 0.22 acres from a commercial general zone to an RS 5.2 residential single family zone. Generally located west of Kagang and south of Moapa Valley Boulevard within Moapa Valley. who is here to represent us on this? And Bruce, thank you for your presentation.
Oh, thank you. Good evening. My name is Todd Allen. My address is 2325 Wells Avenue. Been a resident for about 30 years. I will be presenting for Ms. Reyes regarding a mobile home replacement on her property. The parcel number is 070-13-101-107. The address is 487 K. Jing. And the reason for our appearance here is we need to have the property rezoned from a CG commercial to an RS 5.2 residential. And we were unaware when we started that the zoning was in place as commercial. I work for a company, a state licensed setup company out of Vegas occasionally to do setups only in the valley here. And I run the county permits, and then we hit this snag. This mobile home that was replaced or is proposed to be replaced was a 1965 model year, and it was set on that site in the year of 1982, and it was pretty much at the end of its life cycle. And Ms. Reyes had it properly removed by a contractor and disposed of. It has all the records on that. We have to show a history. I have printed down the assessor's page, and on, I'm sorry, I don't have any large format.
It's okay.
But I can pass this around. Miss Judy.
If you want to start with the girls, because I've looked.
And this just shows who the property is. And I highlighted on the second page the use of the property as noted by the county.
Okay. Anybody else need to see?
And we have also, this is an aerial off the county site, and I highlighted the proposed property there. That's where a mobile home was. This is all residential.
Is it the new gray one that's there right now?
Yeah, it is.
Okay.
Yeah.
This is my house.
Mm-hmm. And that's the vacant land.
Crystal Meth's place.
Mm-hmm.
This is where they're putting in. Miss Irma lives in this one right here. She's wanting to be able to put her daughter over there to help take care of her, and she can take care of Miss Irma.
Okay.
We have residential back here. You know, even though it's commercial, my other property's right here. This one's half residential, half commercial. This one is residential.
Yeah, it's not on the boulevard.
No.
So the frontage property is half commercial?
No.
Oh, her property.
No. My house is here. There's the junk house here across from Miss Irma. Then I own the empty lot.
Oh, gotcha.
That comes behind there and then comes up behind my shop.
Oh, okay. So you own the property that is just north of her property?
No, right straight across from her.
Oh, okay. Gotcha. Okay.
Thank you for bringing this.
Uh-huh. And if you need to take a look at the old unit being demoed, she's got some pictures of.
I think anything is a grand improvement.
Was cleaned up so beautifully.
You guys all, I mean, we all remember the property.
Yes, yeah. We do.
And it was cleaned up so beautifully.
Making it better. And the company that's doing it is considered to be one of the best in the state.
And that's going to be the person that's installing the new mobile?
They're going to do the setup.
And what company is that?
Yeah, that's Top Dog, and it's spelled D-A-W-G. Dennis Link is the name.
Have they done work out here before?
Yeah, they've been out here. They did a site inspection, and it's pretty much all mapped out. When they don't like running county permits out here because that's a lot of driving back and forth.
Mm-hmm.
And I live out here, and it's not a big deal for me because I'm a retired general contractor, and so I've pulled a few permits here and there.
Right.
So.
All right, does anybody have any questions for Todd?
I love that this is an opportunity for someone, when they do the replacement, it makes it a lot easier transition than doing full blown. So I like that there's somebody that's helping them through that process.
Yeah.
Did Ms. Zerman have anything to add?
I want to only share that this approval or passing of this zoning change will mean a lot to me and my daughter, who is amputee, disabled woman. And she will live by me now instead of away, and she will have a home to live in. And so it will really be appreciated. And I thank you for listening to the presentation.
I think it matches the neighborhood well. There's other residents in the neighborhood. It's not on the boulevard where it would cause, you know, a change to the commercial district. If somebody didn't want to put a business in there, they still could in the front.
And it is definitely an improvement, because the older trailer was just, it had done its use, and it was actually a hazard. It had to come down, and so.
All right. Does anybody else on the board have any questions for Mr. Allen or Irma? No? All right. Is there anybody in the seating that has any questions or concerns or wants to speak about this? No? All right. I'm going to open it up to the board for a possible action. Would anybody like to make a motion on this?
A motion to approve ZC-25-0724, Reyes Irma, as written.
Okay, Lori's made a motion to approve as written. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Nope, motion passes.
Todd.
By Lori.
Do you have a card or anything?
If not,
I'll give you mine. And
okay.
Will you email me your information? I get calls very often about people that have purchased a new mobile home and don't know who to call about what to do.
Yeah.
And I give them what information I have, which is not enough.
Yeah.
Well, Mr. Allen, it looks like you just came out of retirement.
I did, yeah. I am right now.
If you can just email me that information and the information about
Okay, to be house call consulting.
Yeah.
I am starting my fifth business right now. So I keep trying to retire. And this is kind of actually a little bit of a sideline for me. And this is, speaking from the heart, this is a very special job for me. I'm, you know, the story with her daughter being hit by a drunk driver and losing a leg and becoming disabled. But anyway, we thank you people so
much. We thank you.
She's
a special person.
All right, Irma, you enjoy your time with your daughter.
I've ever had.
Yes, she will no longer be homeless.
That's a sweet story. Okay, moving on to our next item on the agenda is general business. And this is going to be a discussion regarding the Moapa Valley Town Advisory Board budget request for 2025 for possible action. I do believe that we all have the budget in our packet.
And I have on one side is the 23 and one side is the 24, so that Kristen could see what the differences were. Well, so you all could see what the differences were.
Is it too late to add anything?
It's late already, so
if
it does not go in today, I'm very concerned for it.
Okay.
Especially if we don't end up meeting on the 26th, then you don't meet until the beginning of December. Everybody's things are in already.
So on the very last page, at least in my packet, is the budget request from last year.
From 2023.
Yeah, or I'm sorry, yeah, 2023. And I would like to add back in the covered existing practice arena.
I have no problem with that.
Number two.
I do have a question for you, Judy.
Yes.
On number two.
Mm-hmm.
If that's not a possibility because of it being on septic, can we discuss finding a location down here?
For
a dump site for RVs that is on sewer.
Okay, so now wait. You're talking about a different item than she's talking about.
I'm talking about a different item than her. Yeah.
Okay.
Number two.
This year's number two.
No.
This year's number two.
Okay.
Thank you. Have a good
thank
day.
Thank you.
Okay.
Oh, no, you're fine.
Last I understood, Maverick is still in the chain, mm-hmm. doing everything they're supposed to do, which one of the things they were going to do is put a commercial dumping station here across the street. I don't know if there's a possibility or not, but I can always ask, but that's going to push this back again until almost the end of December.
At either
the Valley Fire anymore with their new, now that they've
yes,
changed.
Yes, there is.
There's still a dump station there.
Yes, and there is, you can go out to Echo.
Yeah.
I have thought, now that my propane tank is gone, I'm getting a permit because shop is on sewer.
Huh.
I think you would do well. Because I know that is something that I get asked a lot. That's something that is in our valley. So anyway.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I get that. Right. I too get asked it all the time. I think the fairgrounds is the place it needs to be.
But they are not, they're doing septic now. They're not going to connect to sewer. So I don't know if that's a possibility because it's a septic.
They're doing septic because we didn't have the money to get to stretch the sewer to the ball field, and she wasn't willing to wait another couple years until they get the sewer over that far.
Yeah. Yeah.
At the point the sewer reaches over that far, I'm sure that the fairgrounds are going to hook up to it also.
So questions, sorry, at this end of the table.
You're fine.
We have no other sewer in town. We have to go to Echo for a dumping station.
Yes, there's no legal place for anybody to dump right now in our valley.
Okay. I just wanted to double check and make sure because I've done that myself.
Yeah. There never has been.
Two different trailers that I could possibly need the use of.
Boyce does a cleanup. He sucks them out.
Right.
And
right.
He offers that service for people.
So does.
But it's very expensive.
Brett Lee.
Yeah, Brett Lee does too, but it's very expensive.
No, I would want a dumping station.
Yes, and we need it with all the snowbirds.
Yes.
Well, they bring so much money into the valley, and we need them.
Is there not, forgive my ignorance, is there not one at Fun and Sun or?
No. But they're not allowed to, because they don't have the right permits, they're not allowed to.
Just.
Because of what they have going on there already, that's all they can have on it.
You could.
So Robinson S. and Fun and Sun do have one
to,
for their guests.
Right. You would have to rent an RV spot to be able to dump.
And that's not unquestionable.
In a pinch.
Robin's Nest used to let you, but that is also very expensive for someone who's on a limited budget. That's $50,
That's kind of expensive to just dump.
If you rent a spot at Robin's Nest, it's like $18 a night. If you rented a spot and you hook up to the utilities because you've rented the spot.
Are you sure it's only $18 right now? I thought it was more than that. I thought they upped everything when they upped the rent.
They upped it a while back. I don't know if they've upped it again.
Well, it sounds like either way, that item, we need to figure out alternate, because, Maverick coming, that will be nice.
But they're not going to be here for probably 2 or 3 years. I was just trying to think of something more immediate.
If you found a spot here in town, I don't believe it would be here for 2 or 3 more years either.
I have a lot of people who come in looking for
It's too bad they couldn't, like, in the back of the parking lot at the community center right here.
That's what's concerning, is if you're not doing it here, they're jumping in illegally out
of the snowbirds. I mean, that would be a kind of prime location just to pull in and pull out at the community center right there. Just a thought.
And then it costs to be able to dump at Valley Fire.
They pay, you have to, I thought it was free. You have to pay to go into the park, but that's, you know, not too.
Their website does not say anything.
But doing that once a month for the, you know, the time they're here, which is usually 4 or 5 months, does add up.
Yeah, they stop at us often looking for filling up water and dumping. We'll help them with the water, but we can't help them with the dumping.
Yeah.
Well, in water, we've had, behind our office, we've had our bill go up to $400 in a month during the snowbird season because they're so desperate that they'll come and steal water, basically.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So it is a need in our valley. Anyway. That's
all right. So do, I know we need to submit this. This is very important. We need to submit this. Do we want to have an alternate location for a commercial dumping station? Should we make the suggestion that possibly at the senior center right over here that they have a pull-through that is, because it's conveniently located, it would be on sewer, it's owned by the county anyways?
And there's somebody there.
You could, you might be able to change commercial dumping station for fairgrounds or alternate location.
Yes.
Okay.
That's a good idea.
Alternate location on the sewer system already or something to, you know.
On existing sewer system.
There you go. Thank you. I can't even think of the right words today.
Okay, so that's the way we're going to write that. We still want to go with new chairs, fund the generators.
We've already removed that, so
we can remove number four. Number four is a removal.
Hey, that's the old one. This is the new one.
This is the old one.
Alexander, commercial chairs. Overton Park. Is there anything else that we want to
move over? Number two from the back, cover existing.
I already got that.
What do we got?
We are the covered practice arena.
Does it matter what order these are listed in, Judy, as far as priority?
No. No, because if they find that they've got $200,000 that they can spend on something, they'll go down the list and go, well, we could do that then. If they've got $1 million, good luck. They can go down and go, yeah, we'll cover the arena.
That's what I'm thinking with the dump station. If there's an existing sewer, it's really not a huge expense for them to put in a station. It would be more having somebody that manage. If we do it at a location that we already have an employee there, that might help.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
To get it to go.
All right. Is there anybody else that wants to add or redact or anything else on the budget?
I think, you wanted to add
the covered practice arena back in. Krista wants
with
the
whole,
number two on 2023.
With the whole same. No, we don't need all of that.
We don't need all of that wording. Part of that wording is needed.
Yeah, they're not.
I'm only going to go to the part that says covering existing arena.
What possible lighting in Vegas?
At two possibilities, a brand new description. The board discussed looking at two possibilities, a brand new covered arena or covering the existing arena.
I would just say covering the existing.
Is that, yeah, make it short and sweet.
Well, okay, so cover, just cover,
expensive.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. With possible lighting.
Okay, so not the board discuss, it's going to be the board request.
Yes.
Just number two, just the first thing.
Request looking at.
All right, so we have it down. We need to make a motion to approve this, right?
Right.
Okay.
And I'm going to read to you what it's going to say. And am I putting that cover existing practice arena at the end of it?
Yeah,
it doesn't matter.
Yeah, that's. I put it as number.
It would be number five
because we removed number four.
Okay, here's what it's going to say, and I will be sending it with your meeting minutes, okay, so that it will say that they're approved, and then that this is your list, and then at your next meeting, you will approve those minutes, and at that point in time is when this list will get turned in.
Okay.
Until the minutes are approved, this doesn't get turned in.
All right, and I'm going to read down the list so it is on record.
Okay.
So the 2024 going into 2025 budget is going to be, number one, extend the junior livestock's existing awning heading into the arena by 6 feet. Number two, a commercial dumping station for the fairgrounds or an alternate location with existing sewer system. Number three, new chairs with new storage racks for the community center. Number four will now be the Overton Park walking paths with benches and workout stations, possibly a bike area. And number five now will be covered the existing practice arena with possible lighting.
That's it.
And that will be it for our budget requests. Does that sound right?
Sounds good.
Yes.
Everybody's in agreement? Okay, do we need to make a motion
on
that?
Yes, you do.
All right, I will make a motion to approve the budget requests as written that we just read through. All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Nope, motion passes. Okay. And so that's general business taken care of. The next item on the agenda is comments by the general public, a period devoted to comments by the general public about matters relevant to the board's jurisdiction will be held. No discussion, action, or votes may be taken on this agenda item. Comments will be limited to 3 minutes. Please step up to the speaker's podium, if applicable. Clearly state your name and address, and please spell your last name for Judy. If any member of the board wishes to extend the length of the presentation, we will go ahead and let you know. Are you wanting to come up and speak about anything? Nope. Okay. Then we'll go ahead and close that. And would the board like to bring up anything that's not on the agenda to speak about anything upcoming for the record?
We have the Festival of Trees. Does anybody know what date that is? It's this month.
It's the 21st?
No, no, it's earlier than that because I just read it. Hold on. It's in the... Oh, wait, it's here.
21st, 22nd, I believe.
It's here in the newspaper.
It's next week.
I think it is next weekend, like the 20th. Yeah.
It's Thursday, Friday, Saturday.
And then we have the downtown Christmas on the 13th of December.
13th at
10
a.m.
Starts
at 10 and goes till evening when they light the tree.
What day does the 13th fall on?
Saturday.
Olshack's annual Festival of the Trees is Thursday, Friday, the 20th and 21st, 3 to 7 p.m. Saturday, the 22nd, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m.
Okay.
I had brought in a flyer that I had received to have Judy make copies to put out. Judy already had them made up on e-bike regulations and laws.
If it doesn't have pedals, it's a motorized vehicle, basically.
Yes.
So helmets required.
Helmets are required. A bell or horn's required. Lighting is required.
I'm going to send them out. When I send out the next agendas, I'm going to send you all copies of all of them so you can share with anybody you feel you need to share with.
This is test pedals.
They need to pass them around the school.
What I'll do. I'll send them up to the schools.
I think that's a great idea.
I know that the Las Vegas Metro has been posting it a lot and trying to get the word out there because it's new and it's going to be hard to acclimate to.
That's what made me do it, was seeing it on Facebook. I called and said, hey, we need more than that.
All right. Anybody else got anything going on? Kristen?
Nope.
Nothing? Steph?
Nothing?
My daughter was chosen by the Mrs. Nevada pageant to be represent Miss Moapa Valley, to be Miss Moapa Valley because of her online presence and her platform for human trafficking and her Addisons. So she will be around, I think she's just started just this week to promote herself
and we appreciate you because we don't know how to do pageants.
You know what's great? What I've really loved seeing is how it has brought her out.
She wants She's to been be more very authentically Moapa Valley.
Yeah.
She doesn't want to change or not represent the valley in a true sense of how the women are here. Our valley is very women strong. Most of our businesses are owned by women. We are very pro-strong women active community, and she wants to make sure that that's who she's representing.
I'm just glad that she wanted to step out and represent.
It was hard. It's
a big step for her.
When she was surprised. Did she say that?
Okay.
All right, that's fantastic. Okay, if nobody has anything else, we are going to adjourn this meeting. The next meeting date is going to be November 26th, and it is 7:36. Meeting adjourned.
And anybody, please let me know if you cannot be at the next meeting, so if we don't have a quorum, I can get it taken care of.
I thought you were talking about the 26th of December.
So no. I'm on the